Om Shanti. Today we will talk about the fourth quality of the Supreme Soul or God Shiva, that is Ajanma. Ajanma means the one who is not born. The one who is not born also means someone who does not enter the cycle of birth and death. While we souls are all in the cycle of birth and death, there is one soul in the drama who is reserved as a store or as an energy being in order to come and recharge the drama when it is at a stage of entropy. And this soul is a reservoir of all energies. This soul has the capacity to regenerate through the power of connection the souls of other human minds as well as all the physical parameters that exist on this planet Earth. When we are in our highest perfect state, the world is ordered, our minds are in order, and all the things function in a synchrony. But as we take births on this planet Earth, we go through the process of change, and this system of order which exists on the planet moves towards a natural state of disorder. So as souls, we have to take birth and rebirth again and again on this planet, because we create what is called as action on this planet Earth. So when I incarnate into a body, I perform action or karma, and that is the seed that I sow. Just as a farmer has to cultivate and harvest all the seeds that he sows, and he is responsible for the land that he tills. In the same way, the soul is also responsible for the karma that it creates here. Due to this reason, the soul has to repeatedly find a womb, come into birth, live its part here, partake of the fruits of karma that it had sowed before, the seeds of which it had sowed before, and also unknowingly or knowingly create new karma. Hence, action or karma is the one aspect of the life of souls which makes them go around in the cycle of birth and death. But the Supreme Soul, despite performing action, as we saw last time in his quality of being a karta, despite performing action, the Supreme Soul still stays beyond births. The first reason for that is the Supreme Soul is a constant bestower. So, God does not hold anything for Him, neither does He hold anything in His intentions. Because of being pure in intentions and in the way He operates His karma, He is a constant bestower, and hence there are no fruits of karma which he receives. This aspect of God does not necessitate rebirth. Whatever comes to him, he gives it back multi-million fold to the soul from whom it comes to him. And hence he is always free of karma. Because he is free of karma, he is also free from the fruit of karma. And as such, despite performing actions, he does not need to be born here to receive the fruits of karma. This is one aspect that makes him a janma, or without birth. The second aspect that makes him a janma, as I spoke before, is because of the fact that this is a closed energy system. The system of souls, matter and God comes to a state of entropy, where it comes to a state of disorderly chaos. And there has to be an external energy source which can come and regenerate the system back again to its original state of perfection. Hence, as per the needs of the drama, the soul of the Supreme or of God Shiva is kept as a reserve or as a balancing force in the drama, and his cycle of birth is just for a small time when he has to come to the planet Earth, regenerated with his energies and bestowing everything back, staying a karta, he goes back to his place where he is kept in reserve, which is the soul world. Hence, for this task, although God needs a body to incarnate in, yet it is not a birth in the regular sense. He does not need parents to incarnate in. Plus, he needs the body of a mature adult who has traveled down the pathway of history in order to be able to explain the concept of knowledge, which is the primary energy giving source for this earth. So for this fact, the Supreme Soul or God Shiva incarnates into the body of an old male, uses his body on loan, and in return for the use, he pays him a huge rent in the form of a fortune which he bestows on that soul. So even in the process of his birth, which is also called as Swayambhu, or the one who is born by himself, or one who comes into existence by himself. So even in this process of Swayambhu, of being Swayambhu, Shiva stays a karta. Because whatever he uses in terms of the body of the instrument or of any other aspect of this planet, he returns back or bestows back in the form of a fortune and of goodness and benevolence. So these two aspects, one of being the reserve source of energy for this entire cycle to happen, and the other of being a karta or the constant bestower who does not hold even the intentions of karma in the inner recesses of his mind or intellect or personality. These two aspects make God Shiva the Achanma. So this was the fourth quality of the Supreme Soul, God Shiva, Achanma. Thanks for listening. Om Shanti.